This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the Sunni Muslim head of Iraq's governing council has been named Iraq's new interim president as of June 30th. Ghazi al-Yawar will assume that largely ceremonial post. Washington's preferred candidate, the former foreign minister Adnan Pachachi, turned the job down. This selection resolved a dispute between U.S. and Iraqi officials, and it paves the way for the final selection of the remaining members of the new Iraqi government by the U.N. Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. NPR's Emily Harris is covering this story from Baghdad. And Emily, exactly how was this selection made?
Well, it's not clear how exactly this dispute was resolved, but it took a lot of negotiating. They were hoping to make this announcement yesterday, but the selection of the president did put this at an impasse. In the end, they decided to offer it to Adnan Pachachi, and it seems that he may have already agreed to turn it down. He said he couldn't take the job because he would be seen as the Americans. This is through a spokesperson. He would probably be seen as the Americans' choice. That's the way the selection process had built him up to be, he said, which is why he turned it down. But it clearly took a lot of negotiating. It was partially seen as a test of strength between the U.S. and the governing council. And in this case, the governing council got the man they wanted as president.
We're hearing an American military helicopter behind you there. Now, Adnan Pachachi is a figure who is reasonably well known to Americans, a former foreign minister, a technocrat, but who is Yawar?
Yawar has also some connections to the United States. He studied at Georgetown University. He also studied in Saudi Arabia. He's a member of a very prominent tribe in this area, in the Gulf area, the Shamar tribe. He has been critical of the U.S., blaming it for the lack of law and order here in Iraq, but he's also been critical of the violence against U.S. troops. He is an Arab Sunni Muslim. This post was going to an Arab Sunni Muslim. The whole government is being chosen with a very careful eye to the various ethnic groups in Iraq. And he is someone who has been a member of the governing council already, and apparently one that the governing council members trusted enough to keep in the job.
And Pachachi said no to this job. How come?
Well, a spokesperson says that he turned it down because the selection process had basically set it up so if he was selected, he would always be seen as the American's choice, and he didn't feel that he could really govern with that type of image hanging over his head. He did apologize to the Iraqi nation for turning down the job, but that's the explanation he gave.
And a more critical question, perhaps, than the exact names of the participants might be what kind of power this new government is going to have after June 30th.
And that's still up in the air to a certain degree. It's being discussed not only here in Baghdad, but of course in Washington and at the United Nations. Some key questions are how much control will this interim government have over security decisions. They will need to work out some kind of formal basis for the U.S. troops staying here. But beyond that, there are a lot of questions about whether the interim Iraqi government will have any authority to make security decisions once they have power after June 30th. There's also a question of how much authority they'll have over economic decisions, especially with the U.S. providing a great deal of aid. And, of course, this government is not supposed to be in power for very long, and they're supposed to, if all goes according to plan, oversee elections, which will happen at the latest by next January, for a National Assembly, which would choose another government. And there's been concerns, certainly among a prominent Shia leader, Sistani, that this government not make any decisions that Iraq is bound to.
Okay, NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Steve.